name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear beloved in Christ, it's not very often that Jesus tells ahead of time exactly what the purpose of his parable is. Often you read the parable, and at the end of the parable, we are to determine the meaning. But here, he explains about the parable of the widow. The point of this parable for you and me is we ought always to pray and not lose heart. And so that's our focus today. Did you know that what your Christian life is, in a lot of ways, is very simple? It's by word and prayer. By word and prayer. God speaks to you in Holy Scripture. You hear the word preached, and you were taught, and you were baptized, and you hear absolution, and you receive Holy Communion. You daily meditate on His Word. He speaks to you, and then you speak to Him in prayer. The Scripture has been given to us, as Paul said in 2 Timothy today. All Scripture is inspired by God. It's the sacred writings of God, breathed by Him, so that we are wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. The Word of God, the written Word of God, is your daily meditation. And then every day we pray to God, like Jacob in the Old Testament lesson, who wrestled all night with God. The man was actually God in the form of a man with whom he wrestled. And his name was changed from Jacob to Israel, which means man who wrestles with God. And you know that prayer can be described as ACTS, adoration of God, confession of our sins, thanksgiving and supplications, bringing our prayers before God. As a pastor, when I talk to people about their spiritual life and maybe their things are feeling short-circuited in their life, inevitably, the issues that we have in our spiritual life is we're not regularly hearing His Word and then bringing our prayers before Him. Some people say, I have no time to read the Word of God, and so they're not hearing God's Word to them. And then some people are fatalists. They don't pray because whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway, so why should I pray about it? That is a short-circuited Christian life. Every day, as you read a section of God's Word, God is speaking to you, and then whatever is on your heart, you bring it to Him. By word and prayer. That describes your Christian life. But today, we're talking about prayer. That Jesus wants us to pray fervently and to not give up. And if there's times you have felt like God was not answering your prayers, imagine the life of this widow. And so, the Lord wants us to pray like this widow and ask for justice. Jesus says, there was a widow in a certain city. She came to a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. This was a hardened man. He'd heard it all. Everybody came to him in his courtroom, and he didn't fear God, or he didn't fear man. He carried out justice the way he saw it. But the widow comes to him and keeps coming to him every day. Now in Jesus' day, if you were a widow, you were indeed helpless. You had no husband. Perhaps you didn't even have children. You had no one to be your advocate. She had to plead her case. And many times in a cruel world, the widows were simply ignored. But she keeps coming to the judge day after day after day. Give me justice against my adversary. Perhaps someone had cheated her, stolen money from her, taken advantage of her, and laughed at getting away with it. And she will not give up. She pesters this judge day after day after day. She bothers him. Well, you and I in our prayer life are not praying to an unrighteous judge. We are praying to a righteous judge. So how much more will He not hear our cry? God the Father who has created you, God the Son who is your intercessor and redeemer, and God the Holy Spirit assures you, you are the child of God. God will hear your requests. We are like this widow. We keep coming to God, asking Him for justice against our adversaries, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Yes, the Lord wants you to bother Him, the righteous judge, with your requests. Many times people will say, it seems to me like the windows of heaven are closed to me, as if God does not answer my prayers and does not care. But that's not the reality. God in His own timing will answer your prayers, because as Paul said today, Christ Jesus is our judge. In the presence of God, He is your intercessor and redeemer. At His appearing and at His coming, you will see Him in glory. He is your intercessor. He is the one through whom you can come to God the Father. Bother God with your prayers like this widow. Never give up. Continually pray to our righteous judge, our Lord Jesus Christ, is what He calls us to do. You may have been praying about someone or something for years and years and have not yet seen the answer. Do not give up, but be persistent like this widow. Then in this parable, Jesus compares our prayers to how this woman beat down this unrighteous judge and just about drove him crazy. This widow, who constantly pestered the judge, at first he refused to listen to her. But afterwards he said to himself, though I fear neither God nor respect man, because this widow keeps bothering me day and night, I will give her justice. I will relent, so she will not beat me down by her continual coming. There is some humor here, isn't there? You get the idea that no sooner had he got to work than she was there banging on the door requesting justice. How beautiful it is that the Lord Jesus wants us to pray like that. It may seem like God is refusing to answer, but don't give up. God is God. He doesn't respect sinful human beings who are so fickle. We, like the widow, bother Him, our Heavenly Father, with our needs. Beat Him down with your continual coming to Him. And you know, we really do that. We pray for our daily bread. We pray for this person and that person day after day after day. And the Lord wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your requests. You know, St. Paul said that the word has been preached to you, the word of truth. It's reproved you, it has rebuked you, it has exhorted you. Listen to the word of God. Do not wander off into false teachings. And daily bring your prayers to God. Beat Him down with your continual coming. You know, our children do this, all of us who are fathers and mothers and grandparents. A child will ask over and over again, I want something to drink, I want something to eat. You know what their needs are, and so you may be very busy, and finally you say, okay, I'll get you something to eat. Okay, I'll get you something to drink. They're thirsty, they want to get your attention, and so they ask. We daily get the Lord's attention with our prayers. And you know, in a lot of ways, when we wrestle with God in prayer, it may be tough, but at least we're holding on to Him. Have you ever thought of that? I wasn't a wrestler. Some people enjoyed wrestling. I didn't. But you had to hold on with all of your might to the other opponent. You couldn't let go. The Lord wants you to hold on to Him like a wrestling match. And don't let go until He blesses you. That is fervent prayer. And then thirdly, Jesus calls us the elect who cry to the Lord. He says, the Lord, who is the righteous judge, will He not, God, give you justice? You who are the elect, who cry to Him day and night, will He delay? I tell you, He will give justice to them speedily. So now Jesus is saying, well, you know, the righteous judge, he will hear his elect. Now, what does the word elect mean? The word elect is connected to the word predestination. And you shouldn't be afraid of predestination. Predestination is a comfort to you and me. Because the Lord chose us in eternity, you have come to faith here in time through the gospel. When the gospel has been proclaimed, he chose you. You didn't choose him. He saw to it that you were baptized, were taught the word of God. You take Holy Communion, you are his called people, set apart from the rest of the world. Election, predestination is a comfort. What a comfort to know that I believe now because Jesus chose me in eternity. It's comforting to know that we are his elect. We are his saints, clothed with the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You see, in order to come into the presence of the Holy God, we had to have an intercessor. We cannot walk into the presence of the sovereign Lord and God in the highest heavens, the Lord of Lords, who shines in unapproachable light, only through the body of Christ crucified and through his blood. He who endured the punishment you and I deserved on the cross and is risen from the dead, he presents us before the Father clothed in his righteousness. When we believe that Christ died for us, his righteousness is credited to your account. And you are his saints. We are his elect. The Lord Jesus Christ, who died in our place, says, I am your intercessor. As you bring your prayers to me, I bring them to the Heavenly Father. So, as the elect, cry to God day and night. Persist. Don't give up. Like Paul said, be sober-minded, endure suffering, evangelize, carry out the work of the ministry, never give up in your prayers. Even when you can't see the answer, when God closes one door, he will open another. Whatever your prayers are right now, and when we pray later in the divine service, never give up. Persist. The Lord wants to hear your prayers. But then Jesus closes with a cryptic saying. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And Jesus doesn't answer it. Yes and no. Yes, he will find faith on the earth. He will find faith in you and me if he came today and in his Christians. But Jesus is indicating at the end times, there will be many that will pass away. Jesus says that in the end times, there will be false prophets, false Christs, wars, violence, wickedness. Many people will fall away and be deceived and deceive many. And he gives us this warning, he who endures to the end will be saved. So, will the Son of Man find faith when he comes on earth? He will find it in you and me by the power of the Holy Spirit. When he comes to judge the living and the dead and appears again, we have been made wise for salvation in Christ Jesus. He is our righteousness, and we are now in his kingdom by grace through faith. And there's something to remember. This judge to whom you praise is also your heavenly Father, and you are his child. Your heavenly Father knows what you need, and as Luther said, pray to him as dear children pray to their heavenly Father. So the point of this parable and the point of the Christian life is every day be in the Word of God and hear from God and bring all of your needs to him in prayer, in adoration, in confession, in thanksgiving, and supplication. Do this daily and don't have a short-circuited Christian life. So my friends, in conclusion, you can't make it any more clear than our Lord Jesus Christ does. So heed this word today. You ought always to pray and not lose heart. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.